with Victor. Welcome back to Tangy Talks. Always good to see you here in the podcast studio.
Always great to see you as well, Steve. My favorite day of the week. My favorite day of the week. And I think it's all part of the Tangy Talks. How are you, Steve?
I'm feeling good. Just got back from a trip that I survived. went to Las Vegas, everybody, for my brother's bachelor party. Last time I was there was 20 years ago. I think I was 22. So I'm 42 now. So a lot is the same from the last time I was there, which was like right at the tail end of college.
Yep.
And like a year after college, I went again. But it's cool to see like all the new things and just learned a lot about hospitality. Stayed at the Fontainebleau, which was beautiful. A little empty, but beautiful, beautiful. They did a great job there. And I got fully submersed in the club culture. I haven't been in a nightclub in a long time like this, right? These are like some of the best nightclubs in the world, where like the ceiling's moving up and down and lights, and got to see David Guetta at a daytime pool party the next day, you know, living like that celebrity life. And
hey, man.
Yeah, I felt good. Got some IVs too.
Exhausting. Yeah.
But I got some IVs at Fontainebleau. It's so funny. Next to the gym, they have an IV drip station. So you just like go work out, go next door to get your IV, hype yourself back up, head on out for the next exciting adventure. And I saw the Sphere.
I was going to ask you that.
Was awesome.
How was the Sphere?
Sphere was cool. A member of our group, I think, got a little too intense and ran out screaming. I can't handle this. What he consumed. It wasn't anything that I had, but he had a good time. So Las Vegas, right? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But
there you go.
Share these highlights of mine that were just great. So, but they do hospitality really well.
Very cool.
Security officer, when I walked in, right? It was like our first day, and you know, I didn't think anything. I was just, hey, do you know where the cafe is? And she was so nice. Like, she actually showed me around. Like, took me on a 15-minute tour of the lobby and the hotel. So it just shows you how that is. And then a friend of mine said that happened to them too. It's from Sarah Dandashi from Hospitality. Same thing. So I guess they train the security officers to be ultra nice and show people around there at that hotel.
That's amazing. Yeah, usually you'll get that here in Miami because they know Steve Turk, right? But so that's
really cool
to know.
So it was awesome. But good trip. Maybe if 20 years from now, I'll go back again. But I'm good for now.
I'm glad you came back in one piece. You had a lot of fun stories, and I'm scared of Vegas, man. I'm scared of going. I've never been, but I'm just like, man, my wallets are just gonna go empty going to Vegas and all the casinos. Like, you're literally going to a lot. Look at that.
It's crazy.
Club Steve. That's beautiful.
Club Steve.
Is that the pool party or that's the?
Yeah, man. Crazy.
Omni and I for that IV.
Yeah, I'll show you some videos next week when we're together. Really cool.
Very cool.
Anyhow, back to the show, everybody.
We're back. Well, I have tomorrow, different experience. But tomorrow I have my son's second birthday coming up. So we're taking advantage that flights are still free for kids under 2 years old. And we started calculating, and we're like, oh, should we do a party? Should we invite his, like, you know, daycare friends, the family, da da da? And we, like, just, you know, kind of put the whole amount together. And we're like, wait a minute, it's the same as going to a trip. So we decided to go on a trip, invited a couple family members. We're going to beautiful Cancun, which is also where we got married. That's like, I feel like we always go there. That's like our...
That's a good, you know, that's, place, good vibes.
That's our, like, you know, get settled, gets to get relaxation, you know, just... not have any plans, just go. And, you know, I love the rush of, you know, going to new cities and seeing different things. But when you go back to Cancun, it's that island feel that, you know. So I'm going with our son, which that's cool because we've never been over there with them. And it's just a family. We're staying at the Dreams Riviera. And it's like a family hotel. So it's going to have all the slides. It's going to have all the, you know, all the, like, beach stuff and family stuff. So I'm excited. I went last week to the beach with him for the first time in a really long time just to see, kind of prep him, and he loved it. You know, I was glad.
Life. I can't believe 2 years old for you.
2 years, man. It's incredible.
If time flies, it really does.
No, right. Man. I know. It truly does. I remember when your kids were just born. So it's intense, man. It flies very quickly.
It goes by very fast. But I'm glad you're traveling. And you're going to a great hotel. We've been at two great hotels this past week. At least I did. Now you're going to one. And then we were talking about a show that everyone seems to be watching. I haven't got to watch this season yet, so I don't want too many spoilers. But I know you just finished watching it. We're talking about The White Lotus. And The White Lotus seems to be everywhere in pop culture right now. And for those that don't know, it's a drama set in beautiful settings, which is usually the Four Seasons Hotel.
Yep. And,
you know, a lot of hotels turned down this show, and the Four Seasons decided to run with it. And now they're sold out at every single location that these White Lotus shows were at because people want to live that life. And so I'll let you talk a little bit about the show, but what we call that, everybody, it's called set jetting, not jet setting. It's set jetting. So you watch something on your TV set, and then you go jetting off to that location. So Emily in Paris, that was on Netflix, that was big for a while. Everyone went to Paris. You know, there's a lot of shows like that, but White Lotus right now popping off. So it can teach us something about marketing, especially in the world of hospitality, not just vacation rentals or hotels or restaurants. If you can get a show that can capture the pop culture, you get a home run. But you've been watching it and you have some thoughts too. What do you think?
Yeah, I love that show. I love that show. I love the series. I finished the full entire third season and the last episode. That you go on social media now and everybody's talking about it. There's so many cool themes involved in it. And I know we've talked about it specifically about the show itself, that sometimes doesn't paint, you know, the staff and the people in the show in the best light and picture, but it works, right? I think I'm going to butcher this name, but Four Seasons Resort Koh Samui.
Koh Samui.
Samui? Yep.
Koh Samui. So there in my honeymoon, yeah.
You were there in your honeymoon. So it's a beautiful hotel in Thailand, and basically it was all hosted there and shot there. And now they're 100% occupied nonstop. Yep. You know, we saw a little bit of that in the vacation rental world with the Barbie doll theme house in Malibu and when it was like a trending topic. But man, what a show. So cool. It always just builds you up. And then at the end, I don't want to do any spoilers, but at the end, it just like, I was telling you backstage, it's just like a bloodbath. It's just incredible. It's super intense. And then throughout the whole entire episode, it starts tying back in the theme of the show, which was, you know, Thailand, which was meditative, Buddhists and temples and all that, and yin and yang. And it was just a cool concept and a cool show. And man, it's like I watched it 2 days ago and I'm still thinking about it. And then I go on social media and everybody's talking about it. So it's so cool, and hopefully there's more shows like that. And I'm like thinking, I just got my brain working, like how can, you know, we tie that in into something vacation rental, what we're doing, or hospitality. I'm like, so many cool ideas now that, you know, you really can do.
We gotta get our own reality show, I guess, going, or get a fictional story created for some of our vacation rentals. We have some beautiful settings in our properties, but you know, that show, I've only seen season one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't love how they made like the general manager look and like the staff. Everyone didn't really highlight anyone well.
Right.
But I understand it's a show. And there are real world things like that. Like I've seen some of my team members get arrested. I know people stealing. I know people doing drugs. I know people cheating on their wives or husbands at work. So it is crazy in the world. It really is. You know, look back at some of the things. I'm like, you mentioned that to me last time. I was like, you know, it's true. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in the end. Luckily, you and I are good boys, but there's a lot of people that are not that work in that world.
Yeah, this is crazy, right? Like the intermingling of guests and, you know, staff, especially for staff that spends a majority of their time there throughout the day, right? And then guests are coming from everywhere in the world and they're there most of the time to have fun, right? And who are they going to get the local experience and local tips from? Is the staff themselves that live most likely in that area, right? So it plays out in the show as well that there was like three ladies that wanted to have fun, wanted to get the real Thailand, and they intermingled with like the masseuse, and the masseuse took them out to the town and partied with them and da da da. And then there was like a whole mix up, of course, after that. But it really happens, man. It really happens. I remember I get many stories of guests coming up to us and asking us for, you know, fun things, and then sometimes explicit things. And it's like, it's just so funny how you have to, like, you know, make that line and draw that line with guests, because I can see, you know, people getting in trouble doing that.
Quickly, yes. Just thinking about the young 20-year-old something Steve on the pool deck at Miami Beach Hotels. There's a lot of things going on out there. But all right, so maybe it has happened on White Lotus. You know, they pulled some of the stories out. But most people in the hotel world and hospitality are good people and trying to put on a good show. So I'm excited that people are watching this and going to the hotels and selling them out, because that's great for the teams and staff, and just getting people traveling is always great to see. So talk about traveling. We took on a new property, so people hopefully can travel. We've got a beautiful one right on the water, direct water access now. You can get a boat and take it right on out to the bay, right? And then head on. Yeah. So it's beautiful. But what I want to talk about it is that a couple things. One, there's a neighbor that we have to win over, so we can talk how we're doing that. And then working with an owner who's not in the country to get their property up and running officially, right? To say like what it takes to get there. Because it's one thing to have somewhere where people live, but it's another thing to have somebody where someone's going on vacation or short-term rental. So why don't we start with that part?
Yep.
What can we tell people? Like, hey, yes, you might have a beautiful home that you've lived in, but hey, you got to get it ready for vacation rental. What are some things that we could do?
Yeah, no, it's that realization, and it's that fine line versus, you know, speaking to an owner directly, letting them know like, hey, these are what guests expect, and these are our requirements to keep the standard in the process. Some owners, you know, will take that well. Some owners will say, no, my house is perfect the way it is. Look at it. It's beautiful. You know, so it's that fine line of understanding, being empathetic, but at the same time, you know, coaching and teaching and having the owners themselves realize, you know, that this is the expectation of guests. So that part is never easy. It's not an easy conversation, but it's something to keep standard in process that must be had. The team, man, can't do it without the team. You know, we signed this property last week, and basically it's ready this week. The team went in there every day and man, worked their tails out, their butts off for this property itself, and got it around in 1 week. I mean, you went into the property yourself. There was like personal items, you know, maintenance things. And it was just like, wow, like there's a lot of work to do. So it took us a lot of work, you know, not only to get this property ready, but obviously we have other properties that we need, you know, need attention as well. So I'm super proud of the team. We're going to take care of them next week for getting this property. We just finished a crazy, crazy month as well. So mix all that in. You know, it's great. But we talked about it, right? It's sometimes when we have a goal and we set up a cool project like this and we give it to the team and tell them, hey, this is the end goal. Sometimes they'll go in there and, you know, they mesh and they kind of run together, and it kind of creates that, you know, team camaraderie that you sometimes really want and you want to see in the operation. So that's really cool. And then the property itself, I mean, it's beautiful. Like you said, right next to the water, Vistamar.
Ooh, I like our new name. Like
Vistamar. So Vistamar is what we're calling it. So it's a 3-2 home, two-story townhouse feature. So you talked about it with the neighbors. I think the first time that we went to the property, you had the neighbor there hanging out in the backyard, kind of listening in and wanting to see what was going on. So it's basically another, you know, not obstacle. I don't like saying an obstacle, but another kind of point into what we do. And that's really important to us. You know, I always tell our team, just think about you, you know, sharing a space and being neighbors and having people, you know, that are guests coming in and out. We want to make sure that not only are we vetting the team, the guests, we're making sure that the guests that are coming are going to respect everybody's quality of living, but also creating that relationship with the neighbors, right? Letting them know who you are, what you're doing, how they can get in contact with you. You know, if there's ever any issues, who to reach and how, you know, to be good neighbors. So that's it entirely and in essence, you know, what we want is quality of living for everyone, for our guests, as well as, you know, for owners. So it's a cool community that basically owner/rent, you know, people mixed in there. So you get a little bit of everything in there, but it's a really, really great place.
Yeah, I love it. You covered a lot in that. And I think my favorite thing that we're doing is that we want to be good neighbors, and we talk to the neighbors and say, hey, here's what's happening. Here's our business cards. Call us if anything's going on. Text us, whatever it is. I think that's just such a nice touch that a lot of people definitely do not do, because that can be uncomfortable. And they don't, oh, we shouldn't tell those neighbors, but we go the opposite route. We go ahead of everybody, make sure that we can talk to them. They have an outlet so it doesn't cause issues down the road. So I'm excited to see how this one goes. And like you said, you just never know when a new property will come in and how it comes in. And I'm proud of the team. So shout out to Santiago and Hilda and Tomas for getting this thing up and running so quickly. And now we get to host guests and make some memories in there for them and take care of these people. And it really is a cool, cool place. It's in a great location. And for listeners, you can go on our website here soon. It'll be up there on tangymgmt.com. And you'll be able to book it yourself if you'd like. Vista Mar. So make sure you check out the Vista Mar page on there. So we've got that. We just had our craziest month. Now we're in April. You know, April is kind of a good month here in South Florida. May I'm excited for, because that's when like the seasons in our northern properties will start picking up too. Yep. We have properties in North Carolina and Georgia and South Carolina, and it's F1 race here in Miami. So how are we getting ready? What tips can we get people to start getting ready if they're like in that busy season in different areas?
Yeah, no. So, you know, I mean, I think we've talked about it here. It's like, you know, the revenue management portion and starting ahead of time, you know, kind of pacing things out. I think that's very, very important. And, you know, understanding the market and doing all the homework involved to make sure that, you know, you understand the where the property is and what the seasons and events are. You know, March is an incredibly busy and crazy season. So we just talked about it, that we're going to, you know, take care of our team and make sure that they know that, hey, we just came out of, you know, our highest basically of the year. So prep them, you know, April calms down a little bit and we, you know, we want to make sure that they feel good and they're ready, because then it kicks up again a little bit here, specifically in South Florida, in May, June and July, which are the summer months. So, you know, we're prepping for them here for that. And then we also got the team prepped in, you know, our northern properties. And now everything starts ramping up for them there. So it's interesting, right, to like have different markets and having different teams in different locations and what the requirements are and what the expectations are for owners and our team members itself. So that's been very unique. We come from hotels, right? So we're used to, you know, our hotel, our property, we control everything within. Not having two separate operational teams, it's very different, and it's a challenge that I think we've taken head on pretty well. So it's awesome to see. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
No, I think it's right. I think it's really watching the revenue in each place.
Yeah,
you know, making sure that you're supplied correctly. You know that you're not overbuying supplies, because really, to make money in this industry, you got to watch the costs. Right, it's your labor, it's your supplies, are you really your two big key drivers? And if you get out of control there in the wrong months, you can really be feeling the pain. So just make sure you're doing that. But I, you know, I wasn't going to bring this up. I think we should talk about this. I'm throwing this on you. We didn't prep this, listeners, behind the stage, but something came up this week. You know, there's things that come up in the industry and it's kind of shocking. Like, you know, we work with realtors a lot and we don't have to give all the details, but I think we can give it general.
Yeah.
Right? We are friends to the realtors and realtors are friends to us. But there are things that come up where, you know, sometimes the business interests can clash, especially if a property is up for sale and the owner wants to make money both ways. Do you want to give some of the story without giving too many details away? Because I think people should know, like, again, we're good people. We try to play fair games, but then there's some people that just are not.
Yeah, no.
Can you want to share? I think we could share this one, right?
We could share this. Of course we can. Yeah, we share the good and the bad, man. We gotta keep it real.
Craziness.
And be direct on what happens. I'm sure a lot of managers, owners have, you know, dealt with this in the past, right? It's a very unique situation. Specifically on the owner side, when they specifically want to sell a property, right? They want to sell a home. You still have guests going into the property. You're still managing the property itself. You, as a property manager, you know, us in this case, work with the realtor to work hand in hand to, you know, basically coordinate the showings, the viewings, whatever he needs to come into the property, etc. Our main point and main focus is how to not, you know, basically mess the experience for the guest or anything when having, you know, people coming in and out. So that's a big factor to us, and we have to work, you know, hand in hand with the realtors with that situation. But, you know, sometimes there may be a conflict of interest, right? you know, the realtors, his interest is obviously in ensuring that he can get a buyer for that property. So in a sense, we are almost in a way we're, you know, not his friend, because we're maybe, you know, not allowing his business to continue. So, you know, there's that instance, obviously, but, you know, we understand on his side, we don't want the property obviously to be sold, because maybe that, you know, says to us property managers that property maybe is not going to be managed by us anymore. But as it has happened, then new owners come in and we still continue working with that. So we want to be respectful and accommodating to everyone. But in this specific situation, I kind of did a whole, in this specific situation, we had a tenant that had rented with us, or a guest that had rented with us for
midterm stay. We won't say how long, but we'll say midterm.
Yeah, midterm stay. She rented with us for a short period of time, and she loved the place so much that she wanted to extend for longer periods of time. Perfect. Amazing. We love it. Absolutely. We can definitely help you.
We moved the furniture around. We set up everything she needed, got her amenities that she wanted, set the vibe that she wanted.
She loved it.
So of course she wants to extend with us.
Of course. Of course. So, you know, we did that experience. We did everything for that guest. And she's ready to go ahead and extend. Of course, you know, the realtor wants to show the house and you know, and he has a possible buyer. Amazing. We coordinated with the guest. No problem at all with the guest. The guest went. But this realtor took it upon himself to introduce himself to the guest, which is totally fine. We appreciate that, because obviously if, you know, he were to have to do that again, we want them to know who the person is. But he took it upon himself in letting the guest know, hey, it is great that you want to extend with us, but instead of going through the management company, come through us, the realtor, and don't say anything. Which then at that moment, you know, rubbed the guest the wrong way, and obviously, you know, hurting our business, or the potential business, in, you know, us helping this guest that we've been helping her for quite some time. So obviously there was a conflict there of interest. In that sense, we wanted to keep it professional, and we hated the fact that now we have to get the owner involved in that situation, because basically we just got our, you know, the rug kind of just swept from under us in that sense. So it was an interesting situation, and, you know, I think we held it and
yeah, we did a good job for it. I was going to say, like, this guy tried to sign our guest as his own, to get commission on a midterm rental, to present it to the owner as if he found this person. Yeah, he found them in the house that we booked. Right? It is crazy what's going on out there.
It was bizarre.
So just make sure you've got everything tight and lined up in your business, because, you know, if that guest had never told us, we may have never been known.
Yeah, she doesn't want to extend. The realtor found a tenant for the owner. Great. He took in that commission, and, you know, we're there set sailing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
To me, right? So listen, realtors, we're here to be your friends. We're here to work with you. We want you to do showings. We have a great realtor we're working with right now at another property, and we're going to coordinate and make sure that they can get their views on there, because we want the best for the owner of the property. So if the goal for the owner is to make some money while they sell, we'll be there for you. If your goal is to make as much money as you can in short-term and mid-term rentals and long-term that we manage, we're here for you, right? But let's be sure that we're clear and that we are not trying to steal each other's business, because it can 100%. Get very nasty. And Tang doesn't, right? We don't go low, but we can. I started getting too negative yesterday. Victor had, I was getting aggressive.
But it's karma, man. It's karma. It's, you know, that's why we always want to do right and do good, because, you know, we have many blessings. We have many blessings and things go our way. But I want to add some resolution to this story.
Tell me what happened.
Let me add some resolution. This is live, man. This is live, and actually just happened this morning.
I don't know this part.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously this occurred. I contacted the guest personally, you know, obviously, you know, told her and apologized to her profusely about the mix-up, that is just a very uncomfortable situation. They're from California. Don't know the situation here in Miami. If people know Miami, you know, realtors can sometimes come off as a bit aggressive. So we had to gain that trust back from that guest. We had built so much rapport that she completely understood where that, you know, that conflict of interest may be. We told them that we represent the owner, and the owner is in direct communication with us daily. And we want, you know, the best for her and the best for the owner itself. So, you know, please understand the situation and continue working with us, which she absolutely agreed on. She had a couple of like requirements for her to you know, to agree in that extension. And today she signed the agreement, and we have her extended this morning. She just signed the agreement. So we have the agreement signed by the owner and the tenant himself for that extension. And we locked in a very, very good rate for that owner. So I'm really excited for the owner, for the guest, and that even with all this kind of going on, we found solution and we worked hand in hand with both of them. So there you go.
It always ends in a good way. Tanging coming through.
Yep.
Which I love. it's a lot, man. This business is a lot. You never realize all the little things, especially when you're managing other people's properties and you didn't do the arbitrage model where you're renting out something so you control everything. It's just amazing. Well, some other stuff, we can't give all the details yet, but I'm very excited that we signed our agreement. We have a lease in place now to do our landscape resort, we're going to call it. So we started with glamping. We've been upgrading it as it goes. So I'm excited because Tangy is officially going to be the management company of this project that we are also developing. And Victor and I are part owners of this. We've built an amazing team of the best in the industry. So I'm excited to announce that hopefully in the next 2 weeks. So maybe in like two episodes, we can start sharing some info, which will be awesome. Definitely at our networking event that we're going to be having on May 6th at the Mandarin Oriental here in Miami. So if you're a hospitality pro and vacation rental or whatever it might be, come on over. You can buy a ticket. We'll share a link with you all in the post. We would love to see you there. We'll be sharing some info there too. What do you think? How are you feeling about this project without giving away details?
Yeah. You know, I've been super excited about it. I mean, we've been working on it for so long, and it's our first real project. We've always talked about, you know, controlling our destiny. And I think that's exactly what we're doing. I think already, you know, we haven't even gotten to the phase of the, you know, the building portion of it, but we've learned so much, man. We've learned so much. This has not only been like our university or a high school and where we've like, you know, learned, but it's going to be the vehicle to possible, you know, bigger and cooler and as cool projects. So I'm super excited. I can't wait to share with everyone. I know we put some really cool pictures up on here of what we got going on. It's beautiful. The team has done an amazing, amazing job, you know, building all of the pitch decks and building all of the, you know, the marketing behind it. So yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, you've done an awesome job. This was your vision a couple of years ago that you've worked really hard on. So I'm just excited. The team is excited. This is a big step for us all. And I hope, when it's all said and done, everybody is going to enjoy it and it's going to be top tier, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, it just shows. You got to stay consistent, right? I could have given up on this 2 years ago when I hit many, many hurdles. And, you know, at one point it was just me and you, right, saying we're going to get this through. And me just going with lawyers, talking to the city, talking to the county, many, many meetings, getting rejected, spending thousands of dollars.
Okay, it got expensive. Rejected.
Yeah. And one day I remember just talking to my dad and he's like, I told him, I was like, if I don't put my chips on the poker table, I just folded and lost all my money. So I put my chips in all one last time, got approved, got our zoning approved. And then we had to build a team because I realized, like, I don't know how to build this. So we had to get the best in the industry together. I'm excited to talk about them because really it's like an A+ team that we put together.
Incredible. It's a dream team here.
Very exciting to be able to work with everyone moving forward. So a lot of exciting things going on in our world here at Tangy. So
amazing. A lot of perseverance, man. I'm excited. We're not even done yet. So I know there's going to be many more things that will.
Now we're at the start line. We had to get all the prep to get to the start line. Now the start line starts today.
And it's so incredible. It's incredible. But perseverance, man. And I know a lot of the people that listen are, you know, are colleagues of ours and people who are big risk takers. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of risk done to get to this point as well. And, you know, you could see that sometimes with hard work, good people, you know, trust and everybody pushing for the same goal in mind, you know, you can get a lot accomplished. So these risks don't feel as risk when you have, you know, the people involved that you do. So it's exciting.
I think you nail it. I think we got the A+ team. And listeners, you all are A+ too. So if you found something very good in this episode or some good knowledge or just had some fun, share it with a friend. I'm sure they're going to like it too. And until next week, everyone, stay hospitable.